It's me, Lottie, and I am back with a new episode of the Sacred Cocoon Podcast. So I realized that I have not recorded and released an episode since February 5th of 2020, so last year. And honestly, I thought it had been longer than that. I thought it was 2019 when I last released an episode. So, you know, suffice to say, it's been a while. but I am back. So first of all, I wanted to talk just a little bit about what's been going on for, you know, me, and ask how are you doing? What's going on in your world? And talk a little bit about, yeah, why I stopped the podcast, why I'm starting again, all that good stuff. So I have been busy, which, bless, I would say blessedly busy. I have been kind of amazed slash kind of shocked slash pleasantly surprised by this past year. I honestly thought that with everything that happened, you know, since the virus and everything, that work would have slowed down for me a lot. Like, that was really what I was anticipating last year, was, oh, you know, all this is happening and so things are going to slow down and I'm going to have to figure out some other ways to work and all of that. And I was, that did not happen. I don't think I ever slowed down. And I'm not saying this to like gloat or anything, because I know a lot of people did have struggles last year, and I hope that you are doing better now and in a place where you're more have security and have help. But yeah, anyway, but I never really slowed down. Like, my work didn't slow down, and so I've been busy, and actually I'm really grateful that I stayed busy, because Pip, my wife, she didn't get laid off, but she did have reduced hours for a while in 2020, because she works, you know, like, goes out to work and has like a 9-to-5 kind of thing. And so my work was really what, like, pulled us through some of last year. And so I'm really, really thankful to all of my clients, and I know some of you listen to this, for continuing to book with me and continuing to have readings with me, you know, use my services. I'm really, really grateful for that, because honestly, you kept bread on our table. You kept the heat in our house, like, you fed our animals, you know, you kept us alive. We were okay, even though everything was going kind of wild. And I stopped doing my in-person readings last year in, like, the March, and I went back in March. So I actually had, like, almost to the day, a full year where I stopped doing in-person readings because of everything, and I was just reading from home. And even with having to do that, and even with making the choice to do that, and at one point, like, that was necessary, and then there was a point where I could have gone back, and I just didn't feel quite right about it yet. But even with that, like, not being able to see people in person, we were still okay. So I really, really appreciate everyone that, you know, has continued to support us by using my services, because I cannot overstate what a huge impact it has, you know. And I think that's a big thing with, like, small businesses in general. And I'm just thinking this right now, but kind of like, especially small businesses that are like me, because, you know, people say small business, and that can be like, you still have like 10 employees, and you're making, you know, I don't know how much a year, but like it's still a business, but like small business can also be like me, which is like a pretty much one person team doing everything. And yeah, you do literally everything, and everything is pretty much just you as one person. And I was think that's interesting that small business can like run that gamut, you know. But I think especially for people like me that are like a one person business, where if you're dealing with my business, you are dealing with me, you know. It's especially such a huge thing, because that like we're not in that place of like having traditional business resources. It's quite often, to be honest, not even small business resources like cater or are aimed to, at least like people that are small business, like one person. So yeah, having the ability to be able to like share my services online and work on through online means, and have that continued support, and to continue to be able to be of service, which is a huge thing for me, it was just really amazing. Like I said, kind of surprised me. Just I thought things would slow down, and it really didn't. And I kept waiting. I was like, am I gonna hit that spot? Because I know a lot of people were struggling with that, and I hope you're, doing well, and that you have gotten the support that you've needed. But I kept thinking that that was gonna happen, with my work, and it didn't. So I was always kind of just like, is it gonna happen, or, But I was really lucky that things have stayed steady, to the point where I was able to change some of my services and pricing, and increase my pricing a little bit and things like that, which again, I'm really grateful to be able to do that, because it just gives us more security, and it allows me to have a good work balance. I'm a Capricorn, lots of Capricorn in my chart, so I'm always like my brain is always working on something. But it allowed me to, and us, me and Pip, to have a good balance, and to be able to like pay our bills and pay all the, costs of living and all of that, and not be like scraping the barrel at the end of it. And I've thought a lot about that, because we did live like that for a while. When I and it, I think a lot of people do. Like when I moved here, I couldn't work, and then there was all sorts of issues with my work permit and all of that. So we had like a year where I just couldn't work at all, and we were living on like one person's income, and we had to we you know it was really hard, and we spent most of our time in overdraft and all sorts of stuff like that. So like to not be in that space anymore, and for a good part of that to be because of my work, and that meaning that you'll are working with me and giving me the opportunity is incredible. My work doesn't work if people don't want to work with me. 'Cause I'm not getting a salary. I'm getting, I get paid based on the work that I'm just what I'm doing. So like anyway, I really appreciate that. I've waffled for like 10 minutes. But so thank you for being here. And I'm back doing in-person readings, at the Four of Wands in Fayetteville now on Fridays. And again, I have been blessedly busy. I haven't had a day that I've been back. I've been back since the end of March, and I haven't had a day yet when I work that I haven't kind of come out of it like, where am I? Who am I? Like I've had so many readings and things. So yeah, you know, there are safety measures in place. We've got masks, there's hand sanitizer, there's an air purifier. It's a new room that's bigger. It's off from the main shop, so it's not, you know, yeah, there's just lots of, one, it's a new room, so you should come see it, because it's really, I really love it. It's like blue, got like a blue theme in there, and I love that. Like a light blue. Anyway, yeah, but we have safety measures. And also, Pip and I just got our second shots at the weekend on Saturday. So after a few weeks, I will be fully vaccinated. And yep, that's like rolled out across all of... It's where everyone should be able to get the vaccine now in America. So I hope that you have had the opportunity to do that. If that is, you know, there's so much like stuff about the vaccine right now. But I'm not here to fight anyone, and I'm not here to shame anyone. You do what you feel is best. Personally, I felt that I wanted to get the vaccine, and I would encourage everyone to get it, but, you know, you have your own thing, and I'm not here to make you feel bad. So anyway, what else was I going to say? Oh yeah, I did want to talk about this a little bit real quick before I get into what I was... the main topic of what I wanted to talk about today, which is that I also am offering, I was stumbling over my words there. I am offering energy work services now. So I was raised doing energy work and as a medium. Those were like the two main things in our family that we did. And when I say that, it goes back to my great granddad, and they did energy work, and like my family was spiritualist/is spiritualist. So, yeah, that was like our main thing was energy work and healing and, spirit work. And so growing up, that was like kind of what I grew up with. And then I kind of went my own path of doing that. I would do some energy work in like the ways that I was taught, which is sort of like Reiki, but not really. And I'll talk a little bit more about that probably in a future episode. But I also, you know, went to university and got my degree in acupuncture, and then I did a diploma in it has such a weird name. It's like Mastership of Reflexology. And I went studied herbalism in like a folk herbalism way. And I have like formal training in that. But that's something I've always been really interested in. And I studied, Bach flower remedies, which is homeopathic. And probably other things that I have totally forgotten. So I kind of went down a different path, and I sort of strayed away from doing like energy work in the way that my family did it and I'd been raised to do it, and mediumship. And then they sort of came back into my life, you know. And that's something else to talk about at a different point, is like how those are woven through my life, I think. But it kind of came back into my life. And then, so I started to get where people would ask me about doing energy work on them. And, you know, for a while I was like, you know, and then I had it as like a secret side menu kind of thing where I didn't really talk about it in public, and I didn't really ever advertise it or tell anyone about it. But if they knew that I did that and they asked me about it, I would do it, which was the same with mediumship, and kind of still is how I treat mediumship. But then I was like, you know what, I think I actually need to just offer this as a thing. I think I need to stop hiding that particular, you know, light under a bushel or whatever. and I need to just do it, just offer it. So I do offer that now. And I was talking to a client about this the other day because she was asking me what type of energy work I do. And I was saying to her what I am about to say now, which is that I like to base it on what on what each person needs. So it does kind of shift and change a lot. But the basis of what I do is getting energy flowing again, clearing any, working through any kind of blockages that might be there. I also, my psychic stuff, TM, tends to come through really strongly when I'm doing healing work, and it comes through, or energy work, and it comes through as like visions, images, sounds, things like that. I discovered this when I was doing reflexology, actually, which I found was that when I was working on someone, I would see images of, like, it was like I was traveling through their body, and I was seeing these sort of energies expressed as images. So, for example, if someone had something going on with their heart, or like they were very guarded around their heart, or they'd been hurt, and they, you know, if you think of like the metaphorical through swords kind of thing, I would see like images of, like, it might be cold, it would be like icy, or I'd see glass, or sometimes images of like them in there as like a child, or just different things like that. And I, back when I was doing reflexology, I hadn't really like delved into sharing that kind of information yet, because it was like clinical reflexology. My acupuncture was like clinical. It was all, this was during a time when it was really focused on like trying to get alternative and holistic medicine or like healing into more mainstream. So there's a lot of focus on like, you know, this is clinical, and this is, it's very much okay with the Western world. So there was this like trying to, I think, distance from the more mystical aspects, which I could talk forever about this, because that to me kind of goes against the nature of those healing modalities. That's also another topic probably. But anyway, at that point in time, I was kind of afraid to tell people. And then I remember like having a client, and I kept seeing kingfishers around her. Whenever I would work on her heart reflex, I would see kingfishers. And so eventually I was like, I'm just gonna tell her, like, I have no idea. And I was very like, I don't know what this means. But I'm seeing these kingfishers. And I remember her looking at me, and she was like, that's my dad. Like, that's because of my dad. And she told me the story of how she had always watched kingfishers through the window with her dad, and her dad had passed like a year or so before. And it was healing, and it was like an incredible healing thing that if I hadn't said that, you know, that wouldn't have been part of what I was able to offer. And I think that was one thing that really started like opening me up to, you know, maybe I need to tell people these things. But anyway, I digress. That's one thing that tends to come through in my sessions, is I'll tell you, you if you're the client, so I'd tell you, this is what I'm seeing, this is what I'm picking up. If you've ever had like a reading with me in general, you probably know that's pretty typical for me of how I work in general. I'm seeing this, I'm getting this message, this is what I'm hearing, this is what I'm feeling, etc. It's not hands-on. It's like, this is why I say it's kind of like Reiki. It's sort of like I will move my hands over the area. So I'd like have the person sit down or lay down, and I would put my hands like over probably about maybe 3 inches or so away from the body, over that area. And then kind of like channeling energy through to go into the body and do the work that needs doing. And I trust that energy and spirit guides me in that. I've more and more become very much like everything I do comes through spirit. So if the person's guides and their soul, you know, and however else you want to think of it, is telling me this is what needs doing, that's it, that's what happened. But yeah, so I do that, and usually what I hear is that people get sensations from it. So I had a session with a man a couple weeks ago, where he had some throat issues going on, especially with his voice, where he had a very quiet voice, and he was telling me that he's always had issues with having this kind of really quiet voice and feeling that he's like blocked in his throat and all of this. And so I had him sit in the chair, and I did this work where I like felt where the energy needed to move, and then I moved my hand over it. And then he was telling me that he felt this sensation of like trickling energy, like water kind of running down his spine, and then sometimes it's like tingling kind of going up and down. So that's what he was feeling from the energy work. So people usually will have a sensation of it doing something in the body. I also read auras, but not in the typical way, I don't think. If you've seen, I do something called an energy portrait, which is where I like connect with the person's energy, and I see what their soul energy or that like their core spirit energy looks like, and that I see in colors and movement and different shapes. With auras, I don't see, it's not quite the same thing. I don't tend to see color. What I see more is like either clear or cloudy, or if there's like a hole, or like it looks like it's kind of torn or gritty, or I'll see it more in terms of things that I could describe as a sensation than like colors. But I also, if I see that, I'll kind of work to heal that, or to work on that and strengthen that. Usually I say 20 to 30 minutes typically is how long I do it. It just depends what the person needs. So I like to have like a thing first, consultation first, where we talk about, you know, what's going on for you, what are you looking for, what are you feeling, what experiences have you had, and how can I help with that. Do the session, which is, you know, like 10 15 minutes or so, and then afterwards I usually will recount back what I saw, what I felt, what I was doing, etc. I also sometimes use rattles. Sound works really well for especially breaking up like static energy or energy that's like feels stuck, or anything like that. So I have a beautiful rattle which was made by Ra or R-A of Ra Moon Hawk Wands, and I love Ra and his wife Sonia. If you are looking for amazing wands, go check them out. They're on Instagram, on Facebook. But that's the rattle that I use, is by them. And yeah, so anyway, I am offering that now as like a service. And I can do it long distance too, so I'm not constrained by distance. I change my methods a little bit if I'm doing it long distance, where I would be more, talking through it a bit more in the process. I like to do that like over the phone. I can also just record it, like, okay, I'm connecting with you, and here's what I'm seeing, here's what I'm doing, which is typically how I do long distance readings. But anyway, that is the thing. That's the thing that I do. I can't offer it on Etsy because it's not allowed on Etsy. But if you're interested, hit me up. My rates are $2 per minute, and I usually do 20 to 30 minutes. But we can work that out. On Etsy, I charge $2.50 per minute because to cover fees. Etsy has quite a lot of fees, so that's why it's a little bit more expensive on Etsy. I want to say this too, if you ever see something and you're interested in it but you can't afford it, drop me a message, send me an email, you know, DM me on Instagram, And I'll see what we can do. At the shop now, I have a sliding scale where people can pay either $1 per minute, which was my old rate, or $2 per minute, which is my current rate for everything. And I have like a no questions asked thing that if you come in, you tell me I want to pay $2 per minute, great, let's do that. If you tell me I want to pay $1 per minute, great, let's do that. The service doesn't change. I treat everyone the same. but I have that sliding scale to make it fair, you know, either if you can or, and you want to pay that my typical rate, and if you can't for whatever reason, then also great, you know, it's fine. Have I gotten all my shop talk out of the way now? 25 minutes, good lord. this is a very stream of consciousness update, which I kind of felt like that's what it was going to be like, you know, it's just me talking and telling you all what I've been up to since it's been a year, so I hope you don't mind the stream of consciousness. And I'm like, do I even want to talk about the thing I was going to talk about? Because at this point, it's like 25 minutes in. Let me think. I just realised I'm looking at the side of my stove as I'm recording this, and I just realised there's like a little face. It's cute. Okay, I'm going to kind of roll what I was going to say into something else a little bit, but it's still on the same theme, which is going back to reading in person, which I missed so much over the past year. That was something that I just really missed, because I don't have to read in person to be able to connect and do a, you know, good reading. I can read from anywhere. You could be on the opposite side of the world from me and it doesn't matter. I can still connect because I'm connecting with your energy. But there is something about in-person readings of just being there in the same room together, and having the like back and forth of sitting in front of each other and communicating in that way that I really, really missed. I'm happy to say I don't think I could have that be my only thing that I do. On the flip side, and I like to do work where there's distance and it's not all immediate, because I don't think I have enough spoons to do and enough energy to do the work that I do. If I was doing it all day, like if I was working the way I work now, but it was all in person, I don't think I could do as much. So I like the opportunity to do my work in different ways, where some of it is in person, some of it isn't, but I really, really missed seeing people in person, and it's been really interesting since I've been back doing that. Like I said, I started back at the end of March, and my clients have changed, and at first I thought that it would be, that like, oh, people just need to know that I'm, learn that I'm here, but now it's been like a month and I'm still not always seeing like the same people that I used to, and I have new people coming in regularly that I hadn't met before, and it's just really interesting what a year will change and how stark that is when you haven't been in that position and you're back in it, you know, like I have new people coming, and people coming with different questions than it used to be. I think 2020 really like shook things up and changed how we think about things and what's important and all of that. So now when people come, they're asking different questions, or some people are. And to be honest, I'm not going to get on my on my fiery soapbox about this, but like I don't like that there's sometimes this attitude of with readings where certain readings are seen as being like better, like, oh, you know, this person doesn't want like a spiritual reading, they're not interested in like what's my life purpose or you know what's my soul energy or whatever, they're only interested in will this guy call me and blah, 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 blah. And there's this really weird, like, energy behind that, which to me always strikes me as very judgmental. And then I get angry because I'm very, very protective of people and clients in general. But I'm like, well, you know what? If someone's coming to you and what they need help with and what they need spirit, like the insight of spirit to look at is their relationship with this person, then who are you to say that that's not a good enough reason to come for a reading? Like, you know, this person is providing for you and you are providing the service to them. And I'm not saying you can't, like, have certain things that you don't want to read about, that's fine, but, like, get off the high horse, man. Like, you're doing a service, you know. And yeah, I get extremely incensed about this weird, like, kind of, it strikes me as elitist. If you're looking at people and being like, well, I don't think that question is good enough, like, okay. whatever. But, like, so all that to say that I'm not judging people for what they're asking. I'm just noticing that people are asking slightly different things, and there seems to be more of a focus on, like, why am I here in this life, what am I doing, than there used to be, I think, which has been an interesting thing for me to notice. And then another thing that I've noticed is, and this was the thing that I wanted to talk about, but now it's been like half an hour, so I kind of think I might just do it more in a different episode. But is different types of people coming for readings. I think this is also due partly to growth. I think it's like the growth of the shop, that more people know about it, which is awesome. And I think probably it's growth of my business, where you know, I'm very grateful people talk about having their reading with me, and the word gets around, so more people know about me. And I think that's bringing in more people, and different people in all different situations. And what I will say, that was going to be one of my original points of this episode before I just went absolutely ham on just talking, is that you can't tell, or how do I want to say this? Don't assume that only certain types of people are interested in readings, or that only certain types of people are spiritual, or that only certain types of people have a, you know, finger quotes, spiritual practice or whatever, because it's not true, and it will close you off to the possibilities of all the people you actually could connect with. Like, I had one of my, they're becoming regulars, which is really nice, a man and his wife, but the man is a decorator and like a house renovator. Like, he goes around and paints people's houses and puts in, you know, new cabinets and paints and all of that and decorates. And he's like an older guy, maybe 50, and he just doesn't look like like the type of person that I think people think, oh yeah, that they're a spiritual person, therefore they would be interested in a reading. You know, it's like, don't discount people based on what they do and the idea you have of them, and what they would be interested in, because people will always surprise you, and people are more nuanced than we give them credit for, and they are more curious and more open to things than we give them credit for. And I think that's something, I remember a friend saying this to me years and years ago, because I had this thing at that point where I was like, oh, is this too weird? Is this too weird for this person? Or I'm going to be too weird and too out there for this person to be interested, or whatever. And I remember her lovingly but firmly, and I'm always very grateful for this, saying to me, you don't know what's too weird for anyone else. You know, don't assume what's too weird for me, or what I do or don't understand, or what I am or I'm not interested in, because you can't tell that from, you know, that old thing of like, don't judge a book by its cover. You don't know. And even if you hear, you know, this person is a a contractor, or this person works in sales and marketing or whatever, you know, those are like, there's these stereotypes of those people aren't interested in readings, those people wouldn't get a reading. It's not true. I have read for so many different types of people, many of whom I think a lot of people would not think were interested. Like, I've read for doctors, lawyers, yeah, house decorators, builders, trying to think of other people now, teachers, professors, what else? Can't even think of it, you know, accountants, like, artists, all sorts of different people, and you can't tell what they're going to be interested in. And also, I think for providing the service, it's not our place to say this person can or can't be interested in this, or I'm going to offer it to them because they're this type of person or not, because, you know, and that kind of goes back to that don't hide your light. We tend to have this thing of like, well, this person is very, finger quotes, normal, and if I tell them that I read tarot / do energy work / psychic / whatever, they're gonna laugh at me, or they're gonna think that that's crap, or, you know, we have so much fear, and we get like so in our own heads where then we just don't say anything. And what I've learned over the years, over and over, is you don't know. So if you don't say it, that how are they ever gonna know? Yeah, it's like that line or whatever it is that's like, they're never gonna know. How would they know? They're gonna know. How would they know? You're not gonna know if they would be open to it or not. And you're kind of like limiting yourself when you do that. And you know, yeah, sometimes people will not like it and they won't agree and they'll think it's weird and whatever. But I can say that honestly, the amount of people I've met that have like looked at me and gone, that's weird, versus the people that have looked at me and gone, ooh, that's really interesting. How does that work? I want to try that. I want to do that. It's so vastly skewed towards the latter that I can't even say. You know, for every 5 people who express the former and they're like, that's really weird and I don't like that, 95 other people are like, I've maybe never heard of that. Never had that done before, whatever. I'm really curious, how does that work? How do I do that? Can we do that? So yeah, don't assume that anyone wouldn't be interested, because people, and I've also learned this, people are generally interested in other people in different ways, and different, you know, we're naturally social, we're naturally interested in each other, and we're also naturally interested in ourselves, and we want to know, how do I do this thing better, how do I access this thing, how do I, you know, where am I going, what am I doing, how can I do this in the best way, what do I need to be aware of. You know, people are always going to be to some degree more interested in themselves than other people too, in some way. And that's what a reading is. You're not reading for someone because you're reading about yourself. You know, people aren't paying you to be just sat there talking about yourself, and you know, you're not reading yourself when you're reading for a person. You're reading about them, and it's about them. So people, even if they are kind of confused by readings or whatever, or they don't know what it is, or they're generally more curious about themselves and what that reading could potentially tell them than they are weirded out and don't want to do it, you know. And also, people love weird things. People are drawn to it. And honestly, I think that's part of what draws people to try tarot, is they're like, this is weird. I've only ever seen it on a movie or whatever, and I didn't really understand it, and no one ever really told me what it is, and it's like, how does it work? And it's mysterious, and they're interested in it because it's weird. And it opens them up. They're open, you know. I think sometimes when people go into something and they're like, well, this is really weird, they also put their expectations to the side a bit, or they are open to having something explained to them and shown to them, because they don't know what to expect from it. They, you know, if they come in and they're like, well, does tarot do this? Is tarot gonna tell me that I'm gonna die? You know, you can, that's a really good opportunity to be like, no. You know, I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to help you. How can we do that? What shall I help you with? And it opens the conversation. So I guess I'm leaving this episode with the party words. One, don't be afraid to be weird. And two, don't assume what other people find too weird. And three, just be open to whoever is drawn to you. You know, you can put that as like, for the highest good, whoever's drawn to me, bring them, you know. and that I can help, and that we're going to be good for each other, bring it. Yeah, okay, so this was very stream of consciousness. I didn't have any, like, break in the middle, which I usually do. I will put the, ad at the end. Usually I put it in the middle, but it's going at the end today. But yes, I am back. Oh yeah, one more thing I should have explained this earlier. This would have been better to put at the beginning, but, you know, say the way. I have recently started a coffee page, which is ko-fi, was it hyphen? The little line in the middle that looks like a minus sign, .com. And I think it's / the sacred cocoon. But if you just Google coffee, the sacred cocoon, it'll come up. It's spelled exactly the same as this podcast. I am going to be, like, focusing on that as community a lot, as a way to interact. I'm also going to be sharing things with y'all there that you can download, printable decks that, for different reasons, you can read the first post that I put there, talking about it a little bit more, but for, like, logistical reasons, I can't, just doesn't make sense to print, but I want to share them. You can buy me a coffee, which is like $3, and you can donate that. At the moment, I don't have anything set up that's like monthly. Like, you can do it where it's kind of like Patreon, and just, I hate Patreon. I'm going to say I hate Patreon, at least using it as like a creator. It doesn't like my computer or my phone, and I don't like it, and I don't like the interface. I like the look of coffee better, but anyway, I'm getting a bit rambly there. You can go there, be in community, talk to me. I probably am going to set some things up where, you know, if you donate this much, you get access to secret things that only people in that community get, or whatever, but it's $3, Where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. Honestly, that's what spurred me to start this up again, is that I'm going to be sharing it over there. And, yeah, I'm excited to be talking to you all again. I've missed you. Honestly, I haven't missed doing this, because I've discovered that the logistics of putting something together, to me, that's like the worst part of anything for me. If I can just make something and then it magically gets carried out into the world, and someone else does the, like, uploading it and the titling it and taking pictures of it and blah, 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 and printing it and all of that, that would be perfect. I would love to get to a point where I have an assistant to help me with those things, because that's what I don't like doing. And honestly, that's partly, I think, why I stopped doing this, was like having to upload it and make, you know, write a description and tag it and make images and then post about it and all of that. But I want to do it, so, you know, them's the breaks of it. So I am back. I don't know how frequently I'll be doing this. I kind of don't want to put a regular thing on it yet, because I don't know. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right. So I am sending you lots of love. I hope you are well and having a good day. And okay, I think that's everything. Bye for now.